Well, joining me now live in studio, we've got Jesse Brown, and he is running for state rep for the 1st Plymouth District in the Republican primary. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me, Christine, and pleasure being here as always.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm sure you enjoy our newly redecorated studios here. 1st Plymouth District. Sometimes it gets confusing in Plymouth because of the way not every precinct in the town is in this district. So it's, correct me if I'm wrong, 4th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11, 12, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18. Those precincts are the 1st Plymouth District.
That's correct.
And it's, the seat is an open seat because current rep, State Rep Matt Moratori is running for the state Senate seat. So you decided to throw your hat into the ring. What was it that made you decide to run for this post?
Well, there's a lot of things. Like, first of all, I am a person that wants to hit the ground running from day one. So you see an issue that's out there, and there's a lot of issues out there right now. So the biggest issues that I see and that we see in the paper and the news every single day is this migrant crisis. Mm-hmm. It's a huge issue, and we want to be able to have people in there that will combat this. We need somebody in there that's fiscally responsible, and I feel on my end that I'm one of those people that are fiscally responsible that will want to repeal the $1 billion that we put in towards the housing. Mm-hmm. And on the bigger part is to change the right to shelter law to put a residency requirement on that.
What about housing? That's always been a big issue
it's
in all
huge.
These races.
Yeah, it's a huge thing.
How do you afford to live
here? It's the affordability aspect. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not just housing. It's everything that goes along with it, from your gas prices to your groceries, everything that's out there. How do you fix it? People have been trying to fix it for years. Plymouth just passed, and they're working on the ADUs, which is the accessory dwelling units. Mm-hmm. But you also look at that at one aspect, and it still costs money. You're looking at $250,000 to build one of these, and never mind the time, which is going to take maybe anywhere from 8 to 14 months for you to get this bill to go through permitting. So how do people even afford that? It's a start, potentially in the mm-hmm. right direction, to have that option out there, but it's not the end-all, be-all.
I know you're a big supporter of public safety.
Yes, a huge supporter of public safety. I just was endorsed by the Fraternal Order of Police. Also, we're looking for some more endorsements, but I've, from day one, being a veteran myself, a United States Marine Corps veteran, that you know that you need law and order, and you have to support your public safety people that put their lives on the line every day mm-hmm. for you.
I know other times when we've spoken about politics and other things you've run for, transparent government, that's always been an issue
yes.
that you've spoken about.
It has been, and you know, I commend the state auditor right now for wanting to audit the legislator, and I'm in full support of that. So you have to have transparency. Everything's behind closed doors. We just seen it the other night. It's the same exact thing. You don't want things behind closed doors. We need to know. Mm-hmm. We work for you. It's not the other way around.
What would it mean to the typical voter in your district if you were picked for this role? What would it matter?
Well, you're gonna get somebody that hits the ground running from day one, that wants to tackle the issues and is not afraid to stand up for you and advocate for what's right for the district and for the state.
Okay. And if people are listening and they want to find out more about you, how would they do that? Facebook, website?
Facebook, so Jesse Brown, MA, and that's the same thing for the Facebook page, mm-hmm. and that's the easiest way right now is the digital. And the.
If people want to know three things to remember about you, what would you tell them?
United States Marine Corps veteran, I'm going to solve the migrant crisis and prioritize affordability.
And your website one more time.
JesseBrownMA.com.
That's great. We're going to put this interview up online again. That's Jesse Brown. He's running in the 1st Plymouth District in the Republican primary. And your forum is coming up, actually.
August 6th.
That's right. This Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. I hope you join us here on 95.9 WATD.